Every great champion knows that success, overcoming, and winning in life is no accident. Creating individual success is like having a recipe for a great meal. It only works if you know how to use the ingredients. As a best-selling author, entrepreneur, business coach, strategist, and champion, the Lewis Howard Live Show provides you the insider's view on winning. All we do is win, 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 helping you become the best version of yourself. Good afternoon. It's been a while. It's Lewis Howard coming to you live. And want to just share some thoughts that kind of came up as we enjoy a full summer time wherever you are. Hope you've taken time to enjoy life with family and friends and so forth. Did you know that while we are on this program, if you are watching me live or you are catching it on a stream, however you're catching it, but most likely you used a device. And if you used a laptop specifically, did you know that every time you turn on your laptop that there are forces out there attempting to penetrate your system to gain access of your information? Right? Hackers. We see a lot of that. Banks have been hacked. We see companies with data breaches. We see numerous viruses, which are designed to get you to click on a link and then boom, affect your computer. You know, I work with organizations that spend a numerous amount of time and investment attempting to firewall your information and firewall what gets in. And sometimes you can't even go to certain sites because of the firewall. So there's a protection that helps us be able to feel free to navigate to different places without the threat or fear that someone's going to gain access to information, right? You remember, some of you may be young enough to remember, people would call your phone at home and say, "I know who you are. I saw what you do," right? Well, in today's world, it is computer programs that can know who you are and know what you do. But what about your ideas? What about your dreams? What about your goals? Same principle applies, that there are sources and forces that are constantly trying to data breach your mind, data breach your ideas, data breach your dream. We call it, in today's culture, we'll call it a narrative, that every day someone is streaming a narrative for you to download and begin to think and act the way the narrative suggests. There are medical narratives, which says that if you have a specific illness, then take this medication and that illness will go away. Okay. And sometimes it works, and thank God for the medical folks, but sometimes there are side effects. Sometimes you end up with a side effect to the medication, because now it has gotten into your system and now it has affected other parts, which it was not designed to do. If you don't firewall your dream, you have sources and forces that are out to undermine, sabotage, constrain, or limit your dream, limit your idea. Okay. And so I just want to share some thoughts with you that may be helpful to somebody out there that wants to have a goal, have an idea, have a dream. I want to make sure you protect it. And the first enemy is you. I know that sounds odd. I just got to talk about viruses and things like that. But the first enemy is really you, because you are the ultimate keeper. You are the ultimate gatekeeper. You decide who, what, when, where gets in. You make that decision. Nobody else can make that decision for you. They can make suggestions. They can make innuendos. But ultimately, the decision lies with you. So the unfortunate part is sometimes we become our own worst enemy and we don't realize it. We become sources and forces against our own ideas. And the reason that that happens is because from day zero that we live on this planet, we are programmed, we are systematized, we are narratized, we are directed, we are guided by certain rules, laws, regulations, protocols. Okay. We grew up with house rules. Everybody had a house rule. You got to be home by 11. Can't talk on the phone. You can't do this. Okay. There was a house rule. Then you went to school. You had school rules. School starts at this time. It leaves at this time. Then when you left school, you went to college and college had rules. And then you went to work and work had rules and laws and protocols. And in order for you to function in the culture, you had to be systematized to those laws. You couldn't show up at school at 9 o'clock and be okay getting into class. You had to have what? An excuse. So it's hard to live outside the line. So one of the things that we are systematized to believe is that we have to color, live, and walk within societal's lanes, laws, rules in order to be accepted, approved, and successful. But that simply is not true. And history is filled with rebels, outsiders, or people who broke protocol, didn't do it that way. We see a lot of billionaires that didn't go to college, that dropped out of college. We see people that didn't get eighth grade educations that are multi-billionaires. We've seen people that went from sleeping homeless to owning $200 million companies. Paul DeJarna is one of those guys, right? Paul Mitchell Salons. This guy was sleeping in Echo Park in Los Angeles, okay, at one point in his life. And at the next stage of his life, he's selling Patron for $200 million, okay? So how does that happen? Because that's out of line. That's out of line. So one of the things that you have to learn is you've got to be your own individual gatekeeper. You've got to decide what gets in and what gets out. And one of the things that I realized is that growing up, we are all susceptible to bad information, bad guidance, right? Good intention parents can give bad guidance. Good intention and well-intentioned teachers can give bad guidance. Good intention, well-intentioned employers can give bad guidance, right? They used to have this thing called guidance counselors, right? When you're a kid, you go to the guidance counselor. And it was the guidance counselor's job to help steer you in a certain direction based on assessed gifts, talents, and abilities. But many times, as many of you know, the guidance counselor was wrong. Sometimes the guiding counselor would say, hey, you're going to be a great success. You failed every step of the way. Then other times the guidance counselor would say, if you don't change your ways, you're going to be a failure. You go out and become rich. Okay. So why the difference? The difference is because ultimately the person made the decision about their way. I decide. So an example is you decide what programs you watch on TV. The TV doesn't decide. You decide which news programs you watch. The news doesn't decide. It puts it out there, but you decide what food you're going to eat, right? McDonald's doesn't decide that. You decide. Now, if you decide to eat McDonald's all the time and you gain more weight than you like, that's not McDonald's fault. You can't go sue McDonald's because McDonald's was in existence and you ate too much. You get what I'm saying? So the thing that's hardest that I really want to just tell you that for those who are like me that had well-intentioned people, but they put some bad seed in me that grew up into some bad trees and created some bad fruit. And you have to also learn how to uproot that. How do you uproot that? Okay. You uproot that by guarding those thoughts, recognizing that I'm bad with money. Okay. And I need to learn how to do better with money. or I'm bad in relationships. Okay. I have trouble with relationships. I've been married 5 times. Okay. That point, now I have to deal with that particular issue. Okay. What is the core issue that, right? People who are insecure, the root of them are insecure, can cause a lot of trouble in relationships because they're insecure, right? Where are you at? What'd you do? Where'd you do it, right? And so you have to deal with whatever is the root and foundational cause. So the test of the day is stop, look, and listen to your life. Where are your, what we would call, where are your weaknesses? What are the things you do really well? Okay, those are strengths. Okay, keep those. But let's look at the things that get you in trouble, right? From what you eat, to what you smoke, to what you drink, to who you hang around. Okay, those are all probably elements of a bad seed that was put in you long ago. Okay, if you're hanging around with drug addicts and you don't want to do drugs, then that's something that you're going to have to make a decision to stop, right? To start the recovery process, okay? And I do believe at some point you can no longer need to do that. There are some thoughts that says you will always be that. I don't necessarily be that. It's like saying I'll always be a convict. I'll always be a felon. I'll always be overweight. Even if I lose the overweight, I'm still overweight. And that theory really doesn't hold well. If you stop doing crime, you're no longer a criminal. You might have a criminal record, but you're not doing that, so you're not becoming that. Hope that makes sense, right? If I stop doing something, I'm no longer that. If I stop wasting money, I'm no longer a money waster. I don't become a money waster for the rest of my life, even though I haven't wasted money in 30 years. So it's learning how to identify the source, right? So if you have a computer, for example, and your computer is starting to act up and having some issues and it's not functioning well, it does some things well and others not so well, then what usually has to happen is you need to take it to a technician and have them do a diagnostic on it so they can identify what the issue is. And sometimes you will find that maybe your memory is full and you need a bigger memory. Or many times you'll find is you have a virus and we need to get the virus out of the system. Your dream might have a virus. Your idea might have a virus. And you need to identify the root cause of that virus to your idea. You don't fail by accident. There's no such thing as it. There's a cause and effect. If you keep failing in life, you got to identify what is keeping me failing at business, at work, at school, in relationships. Let me get to that. And sometimes it's an uncomfortable identification. Sometimes it's the people that you love that are the root cause of issues. And you have to make a decision on how to do that. Why? Because at the end of the day, you need to protect your dream. At the end of the day, you got to protect your ideas. At the end of the day, you've got to take ownership over the direction of your life. That is not up to the government. It's not up to the company. It's not up to the education system. It's not up to mom, dad. It's not up to even your spouse or your children. It is up to you. And when you get better, the whole thing gets better. When the virus is taken out of the computer, the whole computer performs better. So if your life is not performing the way you want to perform at this moment as you are listening to me, then your assignment is to really stop and say, what are the forces and what are the sources that are pushing me in the wrong direction, right? What negative forces are pushing me in a direction I don't want to go? And you have to stop and identify it. And sometimes that means you're going to have to change maybe jobs. You might have to change relationships. Not telling anybody to leave their spouse, partner, or otherwise. But sometimes in life, you got to change relationships. Sometimes you got to change geographically. You need to get away. You need a fresh start. If you can't figure out how to isolate the problem, you may have to get away from it altogether. I remember younger, I was living in a state of Alaska, and I'd gone to military there. I'd got out and worked in broadcasting there. But it was coming to a point that if I didn't make a change, it is possible that I was going to be drugged into something that I couldn't get out of again. I'd already been into something once, right? But I needed to get out. So I looked at all of my options and say, okay, I'm looking at all these sources and forces that there's some opportunities here. There's some reasons to stay, but there's also some reasons to go. And I made the decision to go. Best decision I ever made. I don't look back on it one day regretting it. You know what I did? I had to leave some folks there. I had to leave some relationships there. I had to leave some opportunities there. But I had to also preserve the dream, preserve the idea, preserve the assignment. So I'm just suggesting to take the time to stop. If the car is not running right, don't keep driving it. Stop. Get the thing checked. Okay. It may be cheaper than you think. I was talking with someone about a medical issue that they were having. And I said, well, have you been to the doctor? Nope. Well, don't you think that might be an idea? Well, I can't afford it. It takes money to go do that. I said, yeah, but it doesn't take money to get it assessed. At least get it assessed so you know what you are dealing with. And maybe you can believe for, work for, earn, or whatever the money that can cover it. So think about that. It is so important. Protect your dream. Protect your ideas. You know, that's why they have the thing called copyright, because it protects someone's idea. That's why we have things called trademarks, because they protect. They protect so that no one can just come in and take some. That's why we have security systems, right? To protect what you value. If you value something, you're going to protect it. If you value your idea and you value your dream, you got to protect it. And it's not just from the tangible forces, but it is also intangible, unseen forces that comes through attitudes, that comes through mindsets, that comes through fear, that comes through doubt, that comes through unbelief. It comes through a lot of different ways. And it's just like a virus. If it get into you, it's going to start to change the direction of your life. I've seen really great people let the wrong forces in their life, and it deteriorated them down to something that wasn't even recognizable. Okay. How does that happen? It happens a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, a little pushing. Doesn't happen overnight, but it's a little pushing, a little pushing, a little pushing, a little pushing, and all of a sudden, boom, they're over. So this is Lewis Howard Live, just sharing those insights with you. Forces, sources and forces to against your dream, and how to spend the time identifying. It's mainly just stopping and looking and listening, asking God for help, asking to hear, just getting in a quiet place. A lot of people like to do meditation. That's a good time to stop, look, and listen and download something that could make a difference. Hey, this is Lewis Howard, and I approve this message, and I live to give and inspire and hope that this word has helped you become a little bit better than where you were before we got together. Hey, I'll see you again on another episode of Lewis Howard Live. Every great champion knows that success, overcoming, and winning in life is no accident. Creating individual success is like having a recipe for a great meal. It only works if you know how to use the ingredients. As a best-selling author, entrepreneur, business coach, strategist, and champion, the Lewis Howard Live Show provides you the insider's view on winning. All we do is win, 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 helping you become the best version of yourself.